This is VOA News. I'm Nicole Livas. Two Palestinians are dead as tens of thousands of Palestinian protesters gathered at a border fence between Gaza and Israel for the one-year anniversary of weekly protests along the border fence. The Israeli army said the protesters threw stones and explosive devices towards the border. They also lit tires on fire. VOA's Edward Uranian reports from Cairo.
Dozens of ambulances crisscross the area near the border fence between the Hamas-controlled territory of Gaza and Israel in anticipation of casualties from Saturday's demonstration. Arab media reported that two young men were killed and dozens were wounded by gunfire. Live video on Arab news channels showed clusters of young men hovering near the border fence as a sandstorm covered the region. Arab media reported that several thousand security forces belonging to Hamas were stationed in the area.
That's VOA's Edward Uranian reporting. 33 protesters were reported wounded. Egypt is attempting to craft a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. The number of Mozambique cyclone survivors who've contracted cholera has risen dramatically. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Authorities say the number of cases in Mozambique has jumped to more than 270, nearly twice the amount recorded the day before. Aid group Doctors Without Borders says it's seeing some 200 likely cholera cases per day in the port city Beira alone, where relief workers are hurrying to restore the damaged water system. The Portuguese news agency Lusa says so far no cholera deaths have been confirmed, but the group has pushed up the death toll in central Mozambique from the cyclone to just over 500 in general. Authorities have warned the toll is highly preliminary as floodwaters recede and reveal more bodies. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Aid agencies are working to prevent another cholera epidemic in war-torn Yemen. This is VOA News. In Afghanistan, at least four students died after a mortar was fired at a school in the volatile southeastern Ghazni province. More than a dozen others, including two teachers, were wounded. The assault comes on the heels of the Taliban's capture of a strategically important northeastern district where a dozen Afghan police and security personnel died. Pope Francis is in Morocco as part of his ongoing effort to advance interreligious dialogue. Just last month, he visited the predominantly Muslim United Arab Emirates. VOA's Sabina Castelfranco has more.
Pope John Paul II was the last head of the Catholic Church to visit Morocco in August 1985. Moroccans are seeing the current visit in a positive way, and the message that Pope Francis has for them is that Muslims and Christians can peacefully coexist. Ahead of the two-day visit, Pope Francis issued a video message for the Moroccan people. He thanked King Mohammed VI for inviting him and Moroccan authorities for their collaboration in making this visit possible.
That's VOA's Sabina Castelfranco reporting. President Donald Trump's decision to revive the fight over the Affordable Care Act has stirred a political and policy debate among Republicans on how best to approach the issue heading into the 2020 election. Failing to repeal and replace the ACA, known as Obamacare, left Republicans with a broken campaign promise, dismal approval ratings, and a narrative they haven't been able to shake that they don't support protecting those with pre-existing medical conditions from high-cost care. For Mr. Trump, the reset he wants is clear.
Obamacare is a disaster. Right now it's losing in court. Right now in the Texas court, as you know, probably ends up in the Supreme Court. But we're doing something that is going to be much less expensive than Obamacare for the people.
The president discussed health care at length during a rally in Michigan Thursday and during an appearance in Florida on Friday. Reaction continues after the U.S. Attorney General announced plans to release a redacted Mueller report by mid-April. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
In a letter to the Senate and House Judiciary Committee chairman, Attorney General William Barr announced Friday his plan to send to Congress a redacted version of Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report on the Russia investigation. In Florida, President Donald Trump didn't object to that decision while again saying,
"This was a hoax. This was a witch hunt. I have absolutely nothing to hide."
But Maryland Congressman Jamie Raskin notes the House Judiciary Committee had set an April 2nd deadline for seeing the report.
There's growing suspicion that he's using this in order to delay and prolong the whole process.
Congress will be in recess for 2 weeks beginning April 12th. Mike Gracia, Washington.
Get the latest news on VOANews.com. I'm Nicole Livas, VOA News.